Yesterday, I reminded that in the 70s and 80s, over 2,500 people in the UK were killed by IRA terrorism. These were mostly attacks upon authority and order by those in Ireland who chose not to recognize the democratic voice of the people of Northern Ireland to remain part of the UK. I also remind you that in 85, Margaret Thatcher said, "The terrorist uses force because he knows he will never get his way by democratic means. Through calculated savagery, his aim is to induce fear in the hearts of people and weariness towards resistance." She added, "Most vital of all, we must have the willpower never to give in to the terrorist." Sunday, the president of the U.S. partly gave in to the terrorist murderers of Dallas and Baton Rouge by seeming to say that police in general, as opposed to specific bad actors, somehow share some blame for black radical racists murdering them. Obama said, "And if police organizations and departments acknowledge there's a problem and there's an issue, then that too is going to contribute to real solutions. It's in the interest of police officers that their communities trust them and the kind of rancor and suspicion that exists now is alleviated." There may be problems with individual cops, as there are among any group, but in no way do we have a situation where police organizations and departments are systematically engaging in behavior that in any way justifies the murder of people just for wearing the badge. Obama should be more circumspect, because giving any justification and excuse to terrorists, no matter how slight, gives them power and encourages more chaos and death. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.